on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!
Hello and welcome to the last ever Radio Stupid! Oh, I thought you'd be pleased. Come on, you can do better than that. It's the last ever Radio Stupid! What I'm trying to say is that it's never, ever coming back. Yes, that's more like it. I thought you'd be pleased. Well, maybe not that pleased. Well, there's no need to sound so absolutely delirious about it, you buggers.
Welcome to Voice Print Identification. When you see the red light go on, would you please state in the following order: your destination, your nationality, and your full name. Surname first, Christian name and initial.
Well, my name's Manina Sharp Krabs. I live in Annandale, and my destination is wild and crazy music.
Thank you. You are cleared through voice print identification.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a great adventure took place.
Yeah!
Welcome once again,
Radio Stupid!
The most dreadful music is yet to come in just 1 minute.
Yes, and so it starts, Radio Stupid. But let me tell you, the best song you could ever play at the beginning of any show, any radio show, anywhere in the world, has got to be this one. Hey, sing it, Tom, baby.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. Such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want it to.
Tom Jones there, swinging like a gate and starting off really well in a big way for the last Radio Stupid here. And look, set your watches now. If you're asleep, get ready to get out of bed and dance around that doona, because in about 20 minutes' time, we're going to have Tom Jones's new single. Yes, Mickey Mouse Spangling, only been released a week ago in England on the China record labels. He's done a collaboration with The Art of Noise. He's covered that Prince song, Kiss. A lot of people out there might think, well, big deal if Tom's done that. Well, we think it's pretty important here, Radio Stupid. In fact, we've been staying up late every night this week listening to it till 3 o'clock in the morning. Whew, it's made us a bit tired, but it's made us feel pretty damn wild at the same time. So, a lot of people also ask me, gee, man, what did the very, 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 very first Radio Stupid sound like when it went to air in January, whatever the year was, I forget now, in 2 and You Are in Newcastle? Well, This is exactly what it sounded like. I dug out an old tape. We had an introduction for the show and everything. It sounded exactly like this.
Discerning listeners, I give to you Maynard F. Sharp Krabs.
Hi, everybody. It's time to put your underpants in the pino clean because Radio Stupid is on the air. Hey, we've got things like this. How about that? And more importantly, we've got things like this. Oh, I'm certainly glad to see the show has got no better since I started doing it 3 years ago. That's the sort of thing we like to encourage here. Here's the Beatles. Especially flown in from the big place in the sky. It's Elvis Presley of Newtown.
Oh, God, Maynard.
Hey, Elvis, got some problems there.
Excuse me.
Well, look, obviously I had a big on there. Look, what do you think of Radio Stupid? Are you sad it's going?
No.
Why not?
No, mate, because you keep phoning me up at 10 o'clock in the bloody morning just as I'm getting to bed, you mongrel.
Well, you know, I wasn't to know that. I mean, most people are up and around at about 10 o'clock. And I mean, you, the rock star, you are.
Excuse me.
I thought you'd be out getting some work or something. That's why I ring you up.
No, 10 o'clock's when I go to bed, and I sleep from there till Monday.
And what, over the years, what have you thought of Radio Stupid?
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
What makes you say that?
Your mum gives me $50.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Well, look, is there any last words you'd like to give to your supporters and followers as we go into perhaps what has been your worst song ever?
Yeah, go away.
Take it easy, baby, I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head.
She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for there ain't no time to quit. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-dee-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand.
She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for there ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Come on, baby, it's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside. Hey, if you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride.
She said, hey, boss, move a baby, keep on working, for I ain't got the time for that. She said, go, boss, move a baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa Nova, Bossa Nova, Bossa Nova,
Bossa Nova. Woohoo! Radio Stupid!
The time, the present. The place, Yowie Bay. An ordinary southern suburb, home of the Purvis family. Last week, in his slightly smelly caravan in Engadine, Barry Purvis, after being banished from his Yowie Bay home, received a visit from his brother Adrian. We left Adrian convincing Barry to lose weight in order to increase his sexual appeal. Shirley and Darren, while on their afternoon jog, catch Barry in the middle of his unusual weight loss program.
Oh, gosh, this is great fun, Darren. I'm not nearly as pumped as I thought I'd be.
No, Mr. Roach, our PE teacher, he says not to push yourself too much the first time.
Oh, I'm good for another half a mile yet, if my sweatband doesn't get too soggy.
Hey, Mum.
Yes, darling?
I just saw something really strange.
Well, if you mean those plastic bottles of water on all the lawns, they're all the rage, darling. They reckon it keeps doggies from pooing on the grass.
Oh, yuck. I think I'd rather have the poo. No, it was nothing like that. I think I saw two men sitting in a Volvo wearing raincoats.
In this heat? Ooh. Oh, I don't think so, darling. No,
yeah, I did. And I think one of them was Dad.
What?
Want to go back and take a look?
Oh, where's my name, Shirley?
Let's go.
All right, Darren, hide here behind this mailbox. I don't want him to see me.
Okay. There, see in that black Volvo? That's Dad.
Good crikey, it is your father. And that's Adrian with him. Looks like a steam bath in there. What blazes can they be up to?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, if Uncle Adrian's in on it, I don't think I want to know. He gives me the creeps. He's always hiding my shorts.
Yeah, let's keep jogging, darling. It makes me tense just seeing those two together.
Oh, yuck.
Later, that night, at Cronulla Sutherland Leagues Club.
Oh, wow! Oh, you little beauty! I got a jackpot, Dulcie! How about I shout you a pins, darling?
Hate to spoil your good mood, Shirley, but Barry's over at the bar and he's as full as a race day bus.
Oh, good.
Warning to women! My wife's left me and I'm now available! I've spent 2 days in a raincoat in a hot car and I've shed in excess of 6 pounds! I'm now slim and attractive, and I owe it all to my brother, Adrian.
Ah, you're looking good, son. You're looking good.
Hey, Adrian, the tide's gone out. You're Wally Grout.
Barry Purvis, you are disgusting. What in blazes do you think you're doing?
God, you. Hey, everyone, this is my wife. The one who's just given me the shark.
Shut up, you boffin. You're making an ass of yourself. I've got just one thing to say to you. Find yourself a lawyer. We're getting a divorce.
Oh. Hey, you know that silver side? You mind if you just whack me up some sangers out of that?
Well, it seems the axe has finally well and truly fallen on Barry Purvis as a human being. What a lifestyle. Will Shirley sever the umbilical cord between herself and married life's security? And who would be foolish enough to defend Barry in a divorce that seems such an open and shut case? Find out in next week's episode of The Purvis Family. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes, and of course we now know that Shirley Purvis and the Shirley Purvis Family serial that we ran for 13 parts over 13 weeks the year before last was a lot of fun, and Shirley ended up getting pregnant, going on Countdown, having a baby and doing all sorts of things, and Barry ended up being defended in his legal case by Henry Kissinger, who ended up getting drunk with Barry at the Cross one night, and they consequently lost the case. That's what happened with the Purvis Family. We also had another serial which is called Maynard and the Terribly Hard to Find Treasure of the Incas. And we'll have that along in not such a long time. But don't forget, we've got Tom Jones' new single coming up very soon.
Over there.
Hey, it's the Beatles again.
There's been a lot of special people on the phone this morning wishing a Radio Stupid a fair adieu. But now I think we've got the this takes a cake. Good morning, Julie Anthony.
Hi, Maynard. It's nice to talk to you again.
Oh, good. Look, how's the dragon going?
Oh, he's well, as always.
Oh, good. Yeah, make him keep taking those tablets, you know. Wouldn't want him to get worms or anything.
Look, Maynard, you said you wouldn't talk about that on the radio.
Okay, I know. I wasn't going to talk about the dragon's worms. We'll drop that subject immediately. But, you know, you've been on Radio Stupid a few times. We've previewed your work with Hunters and Collectors and Prince. You've worked with a few of the greats in the rock and roll world. And, you know, now Radio Stupid's going, there won't be a forum for your great numbers. Do you worry about that?
That's right, Maynard. I do worry what's going to happen to me. You know, I've been getting up early every Saturday morning to hear your show and just hear what's going down.
Oh, right. You like to know what's hip and modern and groovy.
I do, Maynard. What's really funky, you know.
Oh, I love the... Well, can you say that again for me?
Oh, funky.
Oh, great. You're dirty talking Julie Anthony there. Oh, well, look, is there anything you'd like to say just as a last fond farewell to Radio Stupid?
Well, Maynard, you know, I really hope this is the last radio show you ever do.
Gee, yeah, thanks for the... yeah.
Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl, with yellow feathers in her hair, and a dress cut down her leg. She would merengue, and do the cha-cha, and while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4, they were young and they had each other. Escorted to his chair, he saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far, Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punch.
hostage flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copa, Copacabana, music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana. The
just can't get rid of a bomb.
Bring the boat and fishing gear.
Well, here's a voice that should be very familiar to Radio Stupid listeners of late. It's crazy Dave Mulligan from Concord West.
Bleah. How you going, Maynard?
Hey, you're feeling pretty crazy this morning, aren't you, Dave?
I am. I'm pretty out of my tree this morning.
Well, you're just sort of very happy because Radio Stupid's finishing.
Oh, yeah. I'm ecstatic. I'm over the moon.
Well, look, we've had you on a lot over the last year because you've been the crazy record collector. We've sort of been getting any strange record we want. We ask you about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, you're the record collector. You've got 3 million records, and that's just in your lounge room.
Yeah.
And they're not in boxes or anything, just lying around the house
they
everywhere.
Are indeed.
What is your favourite record of all time that reminds you of Radio Stupid?
Well, I've got 3 million records, but there is one record that you introduced me to, and I still haven't been able to find it, and I'm not too sure that even if I did find it, I'd put it in my record collection.
And what's that?
That's Kinky Boots. I hate that record, Maynard, with a loathing passion.
Right. Kinky Boots, of course, performed by Patrick McNee and Honor Blackman from The Avengers.
Yeah, it's rumored to really be Tom Jones and Philip Black under false names.
No, I think you got information wrong there. It is The Avengers. You're just hoping it was Tom Jones.
Yeah.
And of course,
well, it sounds like him at times.
It certainly does. And of course, Tom Jones, what a run he's had on Radio Stupid.
Yeah, so you had the odd one or two discs spun in by you there.
Or the one or two hundred discs spun in there.
That's right, yeah, I forgot the O's on the end.
Okay, well, look, what would be your parting comment, Dave? You've had a bit involved with it, you've seen the show being made, you've heard the production, you've been on air, you've been a listener. What do you think of Radio Stupid overall?
Well, I think Radio Stupid is the greatest load of codswallop I've ever heard in my entire life, and I'm coming over to blow up your Volkswagen right now.
Everybody's going for those kinky boots, kinky boots.
Kinky boots, it's a manly kind of fashion that you borrowed from the roots.
Borrowed from the boots. Kinky boots, fashion magazines say wear 'em.
And you rush to obey like the women in a harem.
Full length, half length.
Fully fashioned calf length.
Brown boots, black boots.
Patent leather jack boots.
Low boots, high boots.
Lovely lanky thigh boots.
We all dig those boots. Everybody's crazy for those kinky boots, kinky boots. Kinky boots.
And whether you're in evening dress or bathing suit,
you wear boots, boots, a kinky boots. There are 20 million women wearing kinky boots, kinky boots.
Puss in boots. Footwear manufacturers are gathering the fruits.
Gathering the fruits. Kinky boots. Advertising men say try try 'em.
And you all run amok like a flock of sheep to buy 'em.
Sweet girl, street girl,
frumpy little beach girl,
square girl, school girl,
sexy little school girl,
maiden aunties,
naked every contest.
They all dig those boots. Everybody's rushing for those Russian boots.
Russian boots.
Kinky boots.
Cover up the slender little tender boots.
With kinky slinky.
Leather is so kinky.
Come and get those kinky boots. Boots. Kinky boots.
Oh, wow. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a song. What a pair of socks indeed. What a pair of shoes. Kinky boots. And of course, one of the people that said, Maynard, where'd this guy get to? Was Henri Gasson. Henri Gasson was the knower of all, the seer of all, the prophet of Newcastle. He never really seemed to know, well, he seemed to know what was going on, but he seemed to have great difficulty communicating exactly what was going on to everybody around him. Henri is currently over in New York as a concrete tester. He tastes the concrete before it is poured into a building or a footpath, so he's got quite a career ahead of him there. But this is what we spoke to Henri about a year ago. When the stock market crashed, this is what Henri said the reasons were for it. And when you're talking financial matters, there's really only one guy you can talk to. That's Henri Gasson.
Hey, c'est moi.
Hey, Henri Gasson, the prophet of Newcastle, knower of all, seer of everything.
Yeah, you're swell, Maynard.
Look, that's okay. Look, what I want to know is the stock market, why it happened, the reasons behind it, what do you think of the chances for the future for the stock market, have you got any shares, just tell us everything.
Quite a responsibility there.
Yes, well, I think if anyone can handle it, you can't.
Well, I've been, actually, I'm just having a cup of tea and I'm off to a meeting about that, because in Newcastle, you know, we've got no money, and we're going to try and get a bit, you know, as a result of all this, so, we'll get down there and muscle in on some of that dough.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
Well, it's just a matter of talking to people, breaking their legs, and convincing them that we're actually their salvation.
And what do you think caused this stock market crash?
Well, as you know, mate, it's an artificial environment down there, much like the chickens in Kentucky, at the Kentucky Fried Chicken Farm, and they turn the lights on and off all the time, and that's what's going on down the stock market. And it had to happen sooner or later.
So basically they've turned the lights off, you think?
Yeah, they've turned the lights off, metaphorically speaking. See, what they've got to do is they've got to get out of there, they've got to get up north, grow their hair, you know, swim in stormwater drains and eat kumquats, that sort of thing.
So basically the cause of the crash has been too much tension.
I think you're using a silly word there, mate. I think the cause of the crash is something to do with electricity, and there's just too much of it down at the stock market. See, up in Neath, no one's allowed to earn more than $35 a week. They've got too much money, those blokes. See, what we do with it, anyone earns any more money than that, they just give it to the petrol station, and they create more artistic things for the under-14 basketball team and that sort of thing, you know, new show jumping.
That sounds fantastic, Henri.
Well, look what's happened during the Boer War, for instance. Alaska, or not Alaska so much as the Arctic region, went right down the drain. They had a big depression, and it's still going on there at the moment.
And what do you think we should do about it?
Build shops.
Build shops?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And do you think it'll happen again?
I think it won't happen until Sunday, at least.
Sunday?
Yes.
Why Sunday?
Well, Sunday's the Sabbath, and of course Sabbath is a Swahili expression for crash of the stock market.
Well, thank you very much, Henri Gasson.
Thank you, mate. You're wonderful.
Yeah, well, you can see why we didn't hear too much from Henri Gasson in the future. He had a short circuit somewhere going on in there, that's for sure. He was a few kangaroos short of a paddock or whatever the expression is anyway. Okay, roll out the barrel or whatever you want to do and call it now, because now here is the new single for Tom Jones. Brand new, come out on China Records last week in England. It's a cover of Prince's song Kiss. The backing is done by Art of Noise. It'll be released locally in a few weeks. Let's get into it. Tom Jones' single. Oh, this is the first single he's put out in about 10 years. Sing it, Tom. No, just fooling. No, here it is. Here it is now.
You don't have to be beautiful.
Woo!
To turn me on. I just need your body, baby. From dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be good to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kid. Think I better dance now.
Not your shoe size, maybe we could do the tour. You don't have to watch Dynasty to have an attitude. You gotta leave it all up to me. My love will be your food. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign. I'm compatible with. I just want your extra time and your
kiss.
Tom. Tom, baby. Tom, turn around. Don't let your mother down. That sort of thing. What a guy. He's pulled one out of the hat there. Who would think he could do it? Who could think a big dag like Tom Jones could pull out of the hat? But what a hip little tune he's got. Knocks them dead at the Mayor Club. You play that on a Monday night there at the Piccadilly, and they swing like a gate to that. Whew, I better calm down. I was really hyperventilating during that. I love the way he says, I think I better dance now. Hey, and apparently the film clip for that, he's wearing a polo neck skivvy and black sunglasses and a pretty baggy suit. He's looking generally hip. I think we could have a new Tom Jones in the works. Who knows? He could be as big as, well, Brian Maddox in no time. Anyway,
Batman, wait a minute.
What?
Well, here's someone we haven't heard from a while. It's Dr. Leopold Kickboxing.
Yes, that's right, Mayor. It's me, Dr. Leo Kickboxing, or Lee to my friends, and I don't have any.
Yes, Leopold Kickboxing lives up at Dungog there in your Complex of Evil.
Yes.
You used to be on Radio Stupid all the time, but what have you been up to lately, Leo?
Well, Maynard, I've been trying to perfect the perfect cat trap. You know, for a while I used to have cockroaches, and I used to, you know, put sticky paper down and try to catch all the roaches and check in my traps for them. But then I realized that roaches were my friends, and I used to get them to come up my nose and eat all the boogers out of my nose. And then I realized my real enemies were the furry, happy little animals, the warm little puppies and the cats. So I made a huge man trap that would slice them in half whenever they came near. I was warm, soft, pastel colors, soft, fluffy bits of cloth in the trap. They went up and rubbed their nose on them and snapped them, but just cut their face right in two bits.
Well, it's good to see you haven't been bored there, Leo.
No, Maynard, I have not been bored. I've been sitting at home doodling, you know, sort of getting a few doodles together, and I've been sitting outside in a deck chair underneath the water.
Radio Stupid's last episode here.
Fantastic, Maynard. That means misery and gloom will fill people's mornings.
Okay, and what is your message for all those Radio Stupid listeners who are about to disappear up their own ionosphere?
Well, Maynard, my message to Radio Stupid listeners is destroy all goodness, hate everything, eat fur, wear your shirt inside out so the buttons rasp against your skin, and the most important thing is run very fast into a wall until your nose bleeds. Have a bad day.
Thank you, Dr. Leopold Kickboxing.
Yes, Maynard.
This big brass band, they all used to play on the Don Lane Show. And before that, the Carson Show.
Well, listen to those ringing trumpets, will you? They're bringing us a message, Radio Fun Pals. And the message is, ow! Quit your knitting, leave your weaving, and any other craft activity you may be involved in at the moment, for it's time for a gripping new episode of Maynard and the Terribly Hard-to-Find Treasure of the Incas, Part 3. Gosh, Maynard is set off to find the fabled Fadulascar treasure of the ancient Incas in Peru, but he's traveling on Evil Airways, a font for the nefarious activity.
Oh, nefarious, nefarious.
Oh, quit, will ya? Just get back there. Of none other than the fulsome font of foulness, Dr. Leopold Kickboxing, and his accomplice, the immaculately dressed and inhumanly coiffed arch-actress Doreen Cheek. I love her. They want to follow Maynard directly to the treasure, as, according to the Inca legend, only a genuine fool can find him. Oh, if only the kindly Dr. Jasmine Hobarts, the originator of much true steadfast goodness, were here to save the day.
But, Nureta, remember from last week? I'm hiding here among the various suitcases.
Oh, yeah, what a relief. But, Doctor, What are you up to? Can you save Maynard from delivering the devilish duo to the mountainous mountains of Fadulascar money? Can you, huh? Can you?
I believe so, Nureta. I will remain hidden until Maynard's foolishness brings the treasure to light. And then I will act to ensure it stays lost. If Kickboxing were to use that vast wealth for his campaigns of evil, he would surely hurt the children. And that I cannot allow, for I love the children, sir.
Well, good for you, good doctor. Now, let's listen in as Maynard discovers that he is not the only passenger on board Evil Airways Flight 666.
Oh, dear, there's no one else on board. Oh, well, at least a drink service will be quick. Hey.
Good morning, passenger. This is your captain speaking.
Oh, hi.
If you look out the left window, you'll see the sky and some ground.
Oh.
Now that we're in the air, I know it's a little late for this, but please pay attention as our flight attendant shows you the safety features of this aircraft.
Oh, great. I love this show. It's always the same, but...
Here we go. There are exits at the doors where you may go in and out. If you suffer air sickness, just throw up on the person in front of you.
Oh.
As our cabin is not pressurized, your nose may bleed, so I hope you brought a hanky with you. If not, you may use your sleeve, but please, not the armrest. Should a fancy dress party develop, masks like these Beagle Boy ones will automatically drop down. This should be worn until midnight or until the champagne runs out, whichever comes first. Persons travelling with an infant should really have a good think about whether they wanted a child in the first place. Thank you for choosing Evil Airways. We hope you have a hateful flight.
Oh, dear, dear, dear me. Oh, whoa, 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 dear.
Watch it, fella.
Oh, loosen up, Leopold. How will Maynard avoid leading Cheam and Kickboxing to the ancient treasure which could fuel their evil plans for years? When will Dr. Jasmine Hobart, the only noble and kindly gentleman, show himself to Maynard and lead him from his unwitting destiny of evil? Well, you'll just have to wait until next week's nail-curling, lip-smacking episode of Maynard and the Terribly Hard-to-Find Treasure of the Inca!
And I never really did get to find the treasure of the Incas because I was waylaid by Kickboxing on the way. He gave me the wrong map. I was stuck inside the Great Pyramid of Cheops for a while. In fact, Dr. Leopold Kickboxing is still trapped inside there. And Dr. Jasmine Hobarts and me escaped to keep Leo trapped inside the pyramid forever with Doreen Sheem. Or, well, he was trapped inside there forever until the next episode gets made, whichever comes first. Hey, here's someone who's always been pretty big on Radio Stupid. I love him. He's the best trumpet player in the known universe. It's, ladies and gentlemen, it's Herb Alban. Woo!
Explanation for any kind of phenomena you might encounter. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, the best disco in town, the Ritchie family. And, of course, disco is a very big part of Radio Stupid. We disco down just about every time we can. And about 6 months ago, we went online to Newcastle. 2NURFM in Newcastle started taking us for about the last 6 months. And we've been having a hoot going out there on a Friday night around about 9:30. We go to air there. And, of course, Tony Push, our Randwick correspondent, like myself, is an ex-Nova Castron, and he had this to say when we joined Newcastle on the Radio Stupid Network.
Hello, Maynard, and hello, Newcastle, the old country.
Hey, look, yes, Tony Push, you're our Randwick correspondent. You let us know what's going on in Randwick and around the area, and what has been going on in Randwick.
Well, Maynard, Randwick, this is, I'd like to salute Stockton, which is actually a sister suburb to Randwick.
Stockton, that's that one that's sort of across the ferry,
yeah,
in Newcastle.
Yeah, they have two things in common. They're by the sea and they're both cultural suburb capitals of the cities.
Although Stockton does not have a race course like Randwick.
Hey, what about that little bit of road up and down the main street there?
That's right. Horses have been known to gallop up and down there early in the morning.
Yeah, but I think they raced the wrong way there.
That's true. So you're going to have a salute to Randwick's sister suburb.
Well, Maynard, I've been touched to think that we're going to Newcastle, and touched so much that I thought I'd write a poem.
Oh, right. A nice one?
It's a beautiful one, Maynard.
Okay.
It's very florid.
Okay, 27...
Hey, are we actually... is this a telecom satellite microwave slingshot link?
Not exactly. It's more of a time warp link.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, here's a poem over the time warp link to Newcastle.
Okay.
A poem by Tony Push. Oh, fond and fossy land of light and love and labour, employ your winged whimsy this way. Oh, flimsy flick of flight on bands of nostalgic rubber, I come back to you. Newcastle, 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 Newcastle. The end. A poem by Tony Push.
Tony Push, I think you'd have to be the biggest whacker I've ever met in my entire life.
Hey, man, can I say hello to my mum?
Okay.
She's normally in Newcastle, she's in Avalon.
Well, okay, say hello to her.
Hello to the Newcastle bus driver who so kindly tore up my out-of-date bus pass in 1979. I hope your rear exit gets jammed open.
Well, everybody heard about the bird.
Bird, 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 what's the bird of the word? Well, the bird, 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 well, the bird of the word. Well, the bird, 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 well, the bird of the word. Well, the bird, 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 the bird of the word. Well, the bird, bird, the bird of the word. Well, the bird, bird, the bird of the word. Well, the bird, 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 well, the bird of the word. Well, the bird, 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 well, the bird of the word. Well, the bird, bird, bird of the word. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is the bird. Well, the bird, bird, the bird of the word.
From the soundtrack of Back to the Beach, Pee-wee Herman. What a wild guy he is too. Why? Well, I think he's got a big... When Big Top Pee-wee comes out, I'll be running off to see that straight away. We also had a movie competition where you could win a boring date with Maynard, and three people went along on that, and we all threw popcorn and had a big mess of everywhere. But of course, we also met some famous people on Radio Stupid as well, you know.
The same again, and you're listening to Radio Stupid.
Radio Stupid?
That's the show I do.
I don't think I want to be affiliated with this.
Well, you can say that too. It's okay, because it's free.
Hi, this is Glenn Hughes, the bikie from Village People, and you're listening to Radio Stupid. Why am I doing this?
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man. You can go, I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything.
Tune that is the Village People, and of course we had a Village People special here. We even had a Village People bus trip where people from the Mayor Club went along to Old St. George Leagues Club there and sort of had a bit of a good time. Hey, man, the old studio door's opening on this last episode of Radio Stupid. There's a bald guy in a naval uniform. Who are you?
Hi there, Maynard. Captain Scooby here.
The Love Boat's Captain Scooby?
The one and only Maynard.
What are you doing here in Radio Stupid?
Well, we believe it's the last Radio Stupid, Maynard, and I want to offer you a job.
Well, I suppose I am pretty unemployed at the moment. Why? What sort of job do you want to give me?
We need a nightclub DJ on the Love Boat.
You want me to be the DJ on the Love Boat?
Yes, Maynard.
Well, that's quite an offer. Do I have much time to think about this?
You have about 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay, well, look, I'll sing a song, and then I'll get back to you with the answer, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my heart's full of pride. I feel bristling. I could just sing!
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
to a country and they say, Maynard, what's this song doing on the album? And I say, well, it's simple. I just paid the band a large amount of cash and I let our producer, Chris, the car for the week. Hope he hasn't broken the gas pedal. That'd be terrible. That's what I'm going to do. How I'm yearning to mingle with the old time from, if I regard to old Broadway and tell them I'll be there ere long. The magnificent men in their flying machines, they go up the altar, they go down the altar. They steal all the ladies and fill all the scenes with their up the altar and their down the altar. Up, down, flying around, looping the loop and defying the ground. They're so rightfully keen, those magnificent men in their song my father always hated. I'm sure it became a real favorite of yours too. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. New and what it is. My regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. To tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. A whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old time from. Give my regards to old Broadway and tell him I will soon be. He will soon be. We will soon be.
Hurting me.
Yeah, I hurt a lot after that. It was a tough decision to, well, I don't know. I don't know if I really want to be, like, the suits and the pit clothes that people wear on the Love Boat. I don't know if I want to go on the Love Boat. What are my choices anyway?
Well, your choices, Maynard. It's either the Love Boat or working for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
Well, given that choice, I think there's only one place for me to go.
Love.
How soon can I pack my bags?
Right now.
Okay, I'm the new DJ on the Love Boat.
Come aboard, we're expecting you, and love, life's sweetest reward.
Hey, hang on a minute, Captain Scooby, if I'm going to be on the Love Boat as the DJ, I want to know, where are we going to?
Well, there's only one place, Maynard.
Where's that?
The place the Love Boat sails to, New York. New York.
Oh, great! Okay, Captain Scooby, I'll get along with your ride in a minute. Wow, New York, New York with the Love Boat crew. That sounds great. Well, I'm heading overseas with the Love Boat crew. See you all later. Thank you, everyone who has listened to Radio Stupid over the 2.5 years. I've had a good time. I hope you've almost had an almost mediocre time listening to it. Let's go to New York, New York! I might even stop in and say hello to Frank while I'm there. Goodbye!
Spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. Start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
these little town blues. Up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Now it's a wrap for Radio Stupid. I better get down to the wharf. Catch you later, swinging like a gate.
I've had enough of this nonsense.
It's just after 10:30 on to When You Are. Coming up in a few moments, New Beat.
On maynard.com.au. Hey, you!